Where do you sit when the tour is done and now you're at the kitchen table? Again, if the house is vacant, there'll be no table to sit at, and I'd be scoping out in advance which kitchen counter am I going to do the presentation at, or can we take it to a Starbucks or something nearby? But let's assume there's a table there. There's rectangle-sized tables, rare to find a square table, and there's probably a circular table. So the question is, where do you sit? Ideally, you're elbow to elbow. Whoever, if there's two other parties you're sitting with, ideally, your elbow is, your right elbow is to somebody else's left, and they also have somebody sitting on their side right next to them. What you don't want to do is sit at the kitchen table across from the couple. That is an adversarial position. They can elbow each other and things like that. There's much better therapy conducted if you're in, I'll call it a half circle, versus they're sitting across from you. I will actually ask one of the parties to move and say, well, I've got to put stuff in front of both of you, and I'd like to be able to, you know, reach in front, you know, put it in front of you, I'm going to draw on it, what have you, write some notes down, and they'll move. In 30-something years, I've never had somebody say, no, I'm not going to move. In addition, a lot of times you start the presentation, and they've got a big vase in front of you, and, you know, I'll just ask them, would you mind moving it? In addition, when you do the sit-down, I do encourage you to ask for a glass of water or something like that. I've been offered alcohol, and I think that's the wrong place during the listing interview. I think the answer is no, but I will take a glass of water, please. So that's where you sit, and try to be elbow to elbow. Don't be across from somebody else. Move things off ask them to move things off the table if there's something in the way. All right.